Very fun. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Samvit Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 24, Verses 23 and 24. Hare Krishna Samvit Rishi Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all rest to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to all of us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I hand over the call to you, I request Raj Prabhuji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanva Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna, Sami Krishi Prabhu. There is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. His Grace, Sami Krishi Prabhu, is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Divine Grace, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, Prabhu has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, Prabhu donated the deities in Philadelphia Temple. Prabhu also served as a temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey for 15 years. Prabhuji is known for his simplicity and humility. And now actually Prabhuji is the initiating guru in ISKCON. So this is a brief, very brief introduction for Prabhuji. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Raj Prabhu.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
I will hand over the call to you, Prabhuji, Swami Krishi Prabhuji. Please take over the call. Thank you. Once again, thank you so much for your wonderful association this morning.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Okay.
It's okay, yes.
So let me know when to begin.
Yes, you can begin.
Prabhuji, we can start the class, Prabhuji.
Okay. I mean, the sound is so low, but I will try. Om Agyanti Miranyasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Savrajatam Savaraganatamitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurapriche Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवतरेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवति नस्तिकि ग्रंथराक्षमद्भागवतं की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर भक्तवृंद की जय सो विल बी रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतं कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 23 एंड 24 This is the subterranean heavenly planets. About the means below this lower planetary system, tal, atal, vital, sutal, taratal, patal, and below that. So that is what we are reading about them and who was ruling over there. Yatad bhagavatan digatanyo payena yancha chalena paharat. स्वशरीरावशेषितलोकत्रयो वरुणपाशश्च सम्प्रतिमुक्तो गिरिदर्यां चापविद्ध इति होवा या इट्स नॉट इन पद्य बट इट इज इन गद्य पोएट्री नॉट पोएट्री फॉर्म सो देयर इज नो राइम आर सो ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय व्हेन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड could see no other means of taking everything away from Bali Maharaj. He adopted the trick of begging from him and took away all the three worlds. Thus only his body was left, but the Lord was still not satisfied. He arrested Bali Maharaj, bound him with the ropes of Varun, and threw him in a cave in a mountain. Nevertheless, although all his property was taken and he was thrown into a cave, Bali Maharaj was such a great devotee that he spoke as follows. So what he spoke is given below. So a little bit background, but Aditi and Kashyap, they prayed for a son who could get the kingdom back of the Indra. So Indra was the king of the heavenly planet, and Bali Maharaj became so powerful that he won all the three planetary systems, lower, middle, and the top portion. So he won all these, including Swargalok, Janlok, Taplok, Maharlok, Brahmalok, and even lower planetary system in this whole earth planet. It's very rare people are like sovereignty of all this. You don't see that, but he was by his own. And then he will become, but his Bali will become Manu in the next millennia. So anyway, the duration is given here that one Manu or Indra's kingdom is same like demigods, Manu is the same lifetime, and there are 1,000 Chaturyugis in a day of Brahma, Chaturyugi, and one Chaturyugi is equal to 4.3 million years. This Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. So out of this 1,000 in a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. So Manu's lifetime is 71.6. So that is almost, so that is the Manu's time. So Indra's time is also the same. All the demigods, they live for the same kind of life. And Brahma is only 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. So anyway, so Bali Maharaj had, and now you say that why he had to adopt a trick. It has been given. He adopted the trick of begging from him. And see, he cannot, there was no reason to fight. So he just thought that let me just go and bag it, because he came as a brahmachari, Vamande. And Vamande, brahmachari has a right to go and bag. And he was sitting on a throne and doing it. Yadu prachar, he was doing yagya. And whoever is sitting in the yagya, and if somebody comes like a brahmachari and bagging, they have to give it. So and he had so much money and so much opulence, and he could give anything to Vamande. So Vamandev thought that would be the better to go and just beg. So he's going there, and then he begged by his preaching. Means he said, I will take three steps, my own steps. Although Bali said that you're a fool, you don't know what to ask. Yeah, I'm the king of the all planetary system. You could ask anything, but you don't have to go and beg. mercy. Like you hear all the story, Prabhupada gives a story that there was a lady who was living by collecting the woods and selling it. And then, so she collected a lot of wood. She had a bundle on her head, but it fell down and now she could not put it back. It is evening time, nobody was around. So she prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, my dear Lord, please come and help me." So Lord came because of her simple nature and clear heart, no duplicity. So Lord came, "Mother, what should I do?" And she said, "Please put this back on my head." Now she could have asked anything. She's asking Krishna, and Krishna came there in front of her and should have asked liberation, 11 devotional service, going back home, back to Godhead. But foolishly she asked this. So she's thinking this woman, this king, Bali, but he does not know how to ask or what to ask. He should have asked that he does not have to beg or ask from anybody for life after life. But nonetheless, he was satisfied and he knew the plans. Krishna has asked, what is the plan? So let it be showed in his telling when he said that Bali Maharaj, such a great devotee that he is speaking now. Now Bali is speaking. But the next words, it is just then the Gadya part, prose. Nunam Batayam Bhagwan Artheshu Bhagwan Artheer Una Nishnato Yo Savindro Yeshya Sajivo Mantraya Vrata Ekantato Vraspatis Tamatihaya Swam Swayam Upendre Natmanamayacha Tat Manascha Shipo No Eva Tadasya Mati Gambhira Vayasaha Kalasya Manvantara Parivratam Kiyallokatraya Idam Lokatraya Trilo. And Upendra, this Vaman Dev's another name is Upendra because he is younger brother of Indra. Indra means all the demigods came from Kashyap Muni and Aditi, that is the Aditi, Devta. And Daityas were born from his another wife, that is Diti. Diti is Hiranyakashyap and all those that she bore. So, same father of Daityas, they are really brothers. Same father, the Daityas, Asuras, and the demigods. So, the translation and purport. Alas, how pitiable it is for Indra. So, this is the king of heaven, that although he is very learned and powerful, and although he chose Braspati as his prime minister to instruct him, he is completely ignorant concerning spiritual advancement. Braspati is also unintelligent because he did not properly instruct his disciple Indra. Lord Vamandev was standing at Indra's door. But King Indra, in a state of begging him for an opportunity to render transcendental loving service, engaged him in asking me for alms to gain the three worlds for his sense gratification. Sovereignty over the three worlds is very insignificant because whatever material opulence one may possess lasts only for an age of money, which is but a tiny fraction of endless time. We are eternal, we have eternal, soul is eternal. So it is endless time is there. And just for a fraction of time, what to say about the human being, but even Manu's life of such a long period, 71 times like Chaturyugi. But that is also not as much. So Vamandev is saying that how pitiable this Indra is, how foolish he is, that I went to his place and then he's asking that, "Get me my kingdom back." And what would happen? It will get finished anyway. So what to say about the human beings who live only for 60, 70, 80 years and they die. And then we do so much ugra karma, so much activity to maintain our body, which is already maintained by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So we should not be, any time there is opportunity, we should be engaged in pure devotional service rather than engaging ourselves in earning money, living luxuriously, living at the expense of others. So that is not the not really human life is meant for the Brahma Jigyasa. We can inquire about Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead in our devotional service. That is the perfection of human life. Not like cats and dogs taking birth, dying, enjoying, and then our time being short period. and then everything is gone. So, purport that purport, it is, Bali Maharaj was so powerful that he fought with Indra and took possession of the three worlds. Indra was certainly very advanced in knowledge, but instead of asking Vamandev, and see, he knew that he is supreme personality of Godhead, and he asked Vamandev for engagement in his service. He used the Lord to back her material possessions that would be finished at the end of one age of Manu. An age of Manu, which is duration of Manu's life, is calculated to last 72 yugas. One yuga consists of 4.3 million years, and therefore the duration of Manu's life is 309 million years. The demigod possesses their material opulence only until the end of the life of Manu. Demigods. Time is insurmountable. The time one is allotted, even if he is millions of years, is quickly gone. The demigods own their material possessions only within the limits of time. Therefore, Bali Maharaj lamented that although Indra was very learned, he did not know how to use his intelligence. This is Bali Maharaj. He said, use his intelligence properly. But instead of asking Vamandev to allow him to engage in his service, Indra used him to back Bali Maharaj for material wealth and his kingdom back, heavenly planets. Although Indra was learned and his prime minister, Vaspati, his guru, was also learned, neither of them begged to be able to render loving service to Lord Vamandev. Therefore, Bali Maharaj lamented for him such a nice instruction and such a wise, that how Bali Maharaj is like is asking that he should have asked. And Bali Maharaj is also, even if whole thing was taken, it's the whole kingdom. His whole kingdom was taken away, but the whole possession, even his guru refused to him that don't give him the donation of this earth. So Shukracharya, he refused, and he was tied up by the rope of this Varun rope. Lord called for Garuda and tied him and put him in a cave also. Instead of all of this, he remained quiet, peaceful. Then Lord asked that he measured everything all the way to the not only Swargaloka but all the Atmanita system, Brahmaloka, and even all the coverings of the universes. There are coverings of one universe, and there was one. So anyway, sorry for this disturbance in between. So covering of one universe, then all the universes together are covered by earth, water, fire, air, ether, and beyond that is mind, intelligence, and ego. So all these coverings are there. And then the toenail of the Vamandev, it reached the Virja River or Karana Ocean. And from there, the water of the this Virja River leaked, washing the feet of the Lord. And then Brahmaji put Amandalu. After that, he sprinkled on his body and everybody. Then it went to all the planetary system, all the way even below the Patal. So people go to this Ganga Sagar to see how it goes from Sagar to the lower planetary system. So that is there. So Bali Maharaj was thinking that this Indra is foolish. Wo bevkoof hai. Usse kuch malum nahi hai ki purpose kya hai. Jivra swarup hai Krishna nitya das. Eternally, we are servant of Krishna and we should be engaged in loving devotional service to Krishna rather than engaging in our own enjoyment. So that's what he wanted, that let me enjoy this whole planetary system. So, faith, love, protection, surrender. So Bali Maharaj had so much faith, even his guru ask that, don't give it. Raja Bali, Mati De Dana Jami. But Bali said that my grandfather was such a gift. I promised him, I have given him that, yes, I will give you, with your feet. Although he asked that you could have demons of feet, which is so big, but he says that I do not want more than what is required. So he surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Then he says that, where should I put my third foot? You promised my third foot. So he asked Vali Maharaj that whether dhani or dhan. Dhan is the wealth, the possession. So his wealth was all the planetary system. And now dhani is necessarily whose wealth is bigger. So he says that, yes, dhani is bigger, the one who possesses wealth. He says, you put your foot on my head. So he put his foot on his head and pushed him to the Patal Lok, Sutal Lok. So he went to the Sutal Lok. And Varli Maharaj did not feel any grudges by losing all these things. The reason Krishna did that, there's a woman there, that he was a little bit proudy that I won all this. And Krishna does not want to see proud in his devotees. No, he was a pure devotee, grandson. And, he could have killed him, but he gave Prahlad Maharaj promise that for your all the generations to come, at least 7 generations, I would not harm them, I would not hurt them. So Viruchan was his Bali Maharaj's father, and Prahlad Maharaj was the grandfather. So Bali Maharaj was attracted by the beauty of Vamande. Vamande was Vatu and had such a beautiful face that even Bali's daughter, she was attracted. That's what she said. Initially, when she saw that, if I have a son like him, then I will feed him my breast milk. I will be a mother. Then later on, when Bali was tied up with this robe, Varun robe, then she said, that, oh, no, I will not feed him milk. I will feed him the poison. So she became the next life, this demoness. To give the poisonous milk, Putana. So she became Putana and gave poisonous milk because this is Bali Maharaj's daughter. She could have become a devotee and could have gone back to Krishna as a role in loving devotional service, but had no knowledge. So many people nowadays has no really knowledge what to do. This old lady who wanted to put the food again on her head. And same thing, many people, they pray, but they pray for something material. And then they remain in the material world forever. So that's why this knowledge and Bhagavad Katha in association with devotees is very, very much necessary. And so there are that how Krishna is kind, how Krishna that he became his doorkeeper, and how merciful he is to his devotees, and how corrects his devotees. And just like Surpanka also became attractive to Lord Ram. Because of his beauty. And so because of his beauty, but naturally she had a ill intention. So her nose and ears were cut. But then she called her current Dushan. So her Dushan, 14,000 army people, very, very powerful Rakshasa. So they came. And then, so they came there and then they saw the beauty of Lord Ram. And they said, oh, how it is possible that we can't kill them? Let us just arrest them. They had a meeting. So they wanted to arrest. But then Lord Ramchandra showed an arrow and by which everybody was 14,000 Karpushans. People, the Rakshas, they were killed. Because Lord Ram came to remove the burden from the earth. And that's why he planned that he would not rule that kingdom. He could have changed the mind of Kaikeyi, but he did not change the mind. He wanted to engage in the purpose for which he is taken that. To remove the burden of the earth. That's why Lord Ram came. So he's removed the burden man today. So how he protects his devotees, we will talk about something that how he protects. There was like Lord Krishna was protecting Arjuna. So there was, we all heard about Karna, that Karna had a snake weapon and he wanted to throw it to, because that had only 1% to be killed. So he put an arrow like on the on Arjun's forehead, so his head could be crushed by this arrow this serpent or a snake. So but what happened when the time came or the arrow, then Krishna put his weight on the chariot and his wheels of the chariot, it went down on the earth. And when he threw the arrow, it just touched his crown and fell down. That is the only one time that somebody could shoot the arrow and throw the helmet of the of Arjuna. So that is the protection of Krishna. People may say anything. See, there was another person that in Mahabharata, we hear about Bhagadatta. He was given a sword that he could kill anyone by his sword, only one time. So Krishna was driving and Bhagadatta came in front for fighting. And Krishna drew a chariot here, there, right, left, up, down, through. So Arjuna was very much annoyed that why is not bringing in front of Bhagadatta. But Krishna knew that what kind of sword he has, and he was protect saving it for just for Arjuna. Because if Arjuna is killed, then the whole Mahabharata is over and Duryodhana would become the king. So when that time came, that sword, Krishna was annoyed. Who was annoyed? This Bhagadatta. So rather than killing Arjuna, he threw his sword to Krishna. Krishna being the Supreme Lord, it could not do any damage to Krishna. It is all made by Krishna. It is all Krishna's scheme. And then, so sword just finished and Arjuna was protected. Like he was protected from Karna's snake weapon. So when Vibhishana came, giving up, like he was kicked by his brother Ravan, that you get out of, you are asking and you are glorifying Lord Ram, my enemy, and you are asking that I should return the Sita to Lord Ram, get out of here. And then there his son and Meghnath, although he did not say that way, and Ravan was very angry. So when, with his four assistants, Vibhishana was the minister. So when he came there, and then everybody, they blocked that Vibhishana, we cannot go and see Lord Ram. So, and then they said that they had a meeting. And in the meeting, it was decided that he should not be, he should be killed, he should be arrested, along with his four assistants, who came as symbols. So Hanuman was the only one who knew that he's a devotee. And so he told Lord Ram that Vibhishana is here, and he should give him shelter. So when he came and paid obeisances and surrendered to him, then Lord Ram is telling, Sakradeva prapanno yas tavasmi ticha yachate abhayam tu sarada tasmai dadami etat ratam mama. That is my brother. If somebody says only once, sakrat means only once, that if you prapannaya, that who surrenders to me and then says that tavasmi ticha yachate, I am yours, my Lord. Please accept me as your servant. And that is what is the prayer also, that Hare Krishna mantra when we sing, O Srimati Radharani, please let me surrender to the Lord, please let me engage in His service. So, Abhayam to Sarada, that He will be completely fearless, I will make Him fearless forever. Once even He says that I am yours, Dadami Eta Bharatam, that is my oath. That is like, Prabhukula Riti Sada Chaliyai, Prana Jai, Pravachana Jai. So, this is the Vachana of Lord Ram, that if one surrenders to me, and then somebody says that, what about if Ravan comes? And he did tilak at the same time that you will become the king of Lanka. And then others asked him, that, oh my Lord, if Ravan comes, what you will do? He said that I will give him my kingdom, Ayodhya I will give to him if he comes and surrenders. And he was a demon, how he will surrender? Demons don't surrender to the Lord unless we know the glory of the Lord and how magnanimous the Lord is, how nice he is. So, there are some Lord Ram, some prayers are there that you read. In Kali Yuga also, like you know, the Kali Yuga, when King Parikshit Maharaj was traveling, then he saw that Kali is killing a cow and bull, and only one leg, and that is also shaking. And he put out his sword, but then he prayed him that I surrender to you. Kali surrendered to Parikshit Maharaj. And because of that surrender, He did not kill him, but rather he says that you get out of my kingdom. You could live on the four places where there is cow killing or not cow killing, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit relation with woman. And he says that in your kingdom, everybody is a devotee. They don't have any of this. Then to have Bhagavatam, See, the devotees, they plan everything so Bhagavatam could be revealed. Arjun became like doubtful. He that I would not fight. He gave up his Gandhi Dhanus. So there was a this Gita was spoken. So Bhagavatam was spoken because of this. That he could stay in the gold, where his gold is being folded. And then this Parikshit Maharaj was wearing a gold crown. And Kali was there. And because of that, out of anger, Arjun was tired. And he put the dead snake on the neck of Shamikrishna. You all know. And then his son Srangi, he gave curse. So in this way, but that is our purpose. Bhagavatam could come so everybody could be benefited. This Bhagavad Gita could be heard. Everybody could be benefited. So, apadam, apadam paharataram, gataram, sarasampadam, lokaviramam, shiramam, bhuyo, bhuyo, namamyam, ramaya, ramam, badraya, ramachandraya, medhase, raghunathaya, nathaya, sitaya, pataye, namam, nilam, muja, shamala, komalangam, sita, samarokita, vamabhagam, pano, mahasayaka, charu, chapam, namami, ramam, raghunchanatham, nilam, muja, shamala. This is the whole Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, just one verse. Nilambuja Shyamal Pamalangam. In childhood, it was neel color. Nilambuja is a little bit greenish or bluish. Shyamala is komala, his anga or komal, very soft. Then in his youth part, Sita Samarupita Vama Bhagam. Sita was, he was married and she was standing on the left side. Kano Mahasayaka Chakra, he had a great dhanush by which he wielded and killed all the demons everywhere. Namami Ramam, he was Lord Ram, he was enthroned, and then we are paying obeisances to such a Lord. So we pay Astanga Pranam, that is equal to 10 Ashwamedh Yajna. So we should not take it lightly. And that so we read this 23 and 24. So Bali Maharaj was bound and thrown into a cave. So he, no other means, the Lord adopted the trick. It is not really a trick. He may say outside that he says his feet was small and he made it so big. Lord could do anything and he should do it. He's the master of everything. If he dances with this, all the gopis of 100,000 or millions of gopis, that is his prerogative. If he releases him from all, like he gave this demon, this Bali Maharaj's daughter, Ratnavali, she became Putna, but and he gave her the position of our own mother, like thigh, and she was feeding him the milk. And so how great the Lord is. And so Indra's ignorance is exposed, that all the demigods and anybody who succumbed rather than pleasing Krishna, Krishna rather not just with no, like Lord is we don't have any desire. We don't want anything. See, like Prahlad Maharaj, what did he beg? What he asked? Lord Narasimha was very, very happy with the prayers offered by Prahlad Maharaj. How did he remember all these prayers? There are so many, 41 of those prayers. And he remembered because Lord put his hand on the head of Balima, this Prahlad. And then he put aside all these prayers, nice prayers that he did, and wonderful prayers. So only what is needed is the mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the Lord and our endeavor has to be there. Prahlad was tolerant. He tolerated all his atrocities. His own father did on it. He tolerated at the Lord to fulfill the desire that my devotee has told that yes, there is Lord is there in this pillar. And he, with his sword, this Hiranyakashipu, with his sword, he tore down the pillar and the Lord appeared there. Fulfilling the his devotee Brahma's all the benedictions that he has given to Hiranyakashipu. So nobody could really could win or could do anything with their own intelligence to the Lord. Or he is asam, nobody is equal or power, that means nobody is greater than the Supreme Lord. We should all surrender to such the loving devotee, such a loving person. Who is giving us everything. So Prahlad and So his interest was to really serve the Supreme Lord by his surrendering everything, by putting his head on the, that you could put your foot on my head. Although he was the king, he was humiliated in many ways. He was bound up in front of everybody, but he did not really give up his surrender. So little bit I would like to discuss Krishna's Rasikatva, means he is Rasik Shekhar, Rasik Nar Leela, Rasik Shekhar and Karunat. He is merciful, like his mother wanted to bind him. So this Yashoda Mai. But Yashoda Mai could not bind him because the Supreme Lord, whole universe is within him. He is the universe, multi-universe, not just one. He is the Supreme Lord. So how a lady could just bind him by a small rope? She tied up all the ropes, the Khatiya ke rope, how they had 900,000 ropes of all these 900,000 cows, but she did not give up her endeavor. So if we put our endeavor to please Krishna, Krishna would be happy and his mercy will come. So by his mercy, he got found. Nobody can bind Krishna. Nobody can win Krishna. But devotees win Krishna. He surrenders. He says that no pare by their loving love. So Krishna sukhe tatpare mai seva. We should serve Krishna for his pleasure, not that we want our senses pleasure. That would be very temporary. So Indra was foolish that he did not ask that, please give me your loving devotional service. So Prabhupada brought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought these things. Otherwise, before this, these things were very, very not clear what is pure devotional service and what is motivated devotional service. Motivated means to engage in love, in sense enjoyment. That asking Lord, okay, give me this, give me that. And Lord knows what is needed. And if there is, we don't ask happy, then you tolerate. But do devotional service in such a way that it pleases Krishna. So Rasikatva or Karunatva. Rasik means the Lord is Rasik and Karuna. That his mercy. What is it? He's always enjoying. Krishna Ananda Maya means we are also looking Ananda, but Krishna is a Raso Vaisa, Rasam Yavayam Dabdha Anandi. That he is Ras means Ananda. He's always engaging in playing with his children, playing with his devotees. So he's hungry for our love. See, this Prem is Paramukhi. Paramukhi, and so it is depends on somebody else. If somebody else loves, so loving propensity is there in Krishna. He wants to love. But love to whom? Who are lovers, who are has that ras, who are connected with Krishna. He loves them. So Mother Yashoda loved him and he got bound up by his mercy. So mercy is there. So Rasikatva and Karunatva. Karuna and both are together. So which is greater? That is what is. Because of the Rasik Sekar, it is his desire that, and the Prem Ras is the top. You may say that there is another as dhana, you may say dharma, artha, kam, moksha, but the topmost is prema. Prema pumartha. Pumartha means puman. Puman means we are all puman, human being. And that is the topmost, should be earned, topmost puman. So, and then Krishna is rasik and karuna. Karuna is very, very merciful, very, very kind. So he, but it's not that he is merciful, Karuna, because of his Rasik Shekhar, that he wants him to love him. No, then it is selfish. He's not like that. So bhakti ka swarup lakshan means it is the, that bhakti, that means that we should become happy in Premaspat's happiness. If Premaspat, whom we love, if he becomes happy, then we become happy automatically. So this bhakti is paramukhi. Paramukhi means on others. That if others are happy, we become happy. Atma mukhi nahi, not for our own. That is sense enjoyment. Atma mukhi is sense enjoyment. Vishay mukhi, atma mukhi nahi. Vishay mukhi, ashay mukhi nahi. Vishay mukhi, vishay and ashay. Vishay, like Krishna is our vishay. And ashay, we are the dependent on Krishna. Ashay, vishay and ashay. So Radha Rani is Ashra. She is serving Krishna and he is the Vishnu. So there is no desire for our enjoyment. That is bhakti. Preeti Vishayananda, Ashrayananda, So he wants, Krishna wants to increase. If we do, then Krishna also wants to increase our ananda. So it is his desire that they should also become happy. Ye yatha mam prapadyante ta satyave bhajamyaham. Sadhavo hrade mayam. When this like he was like thought about what is this? So Duryodhan sent Durvasa Muni to Durvasa Muni came to King Ambarish, and he said, okay, we will 60,000 devotees will eat. And then they went there. But what happened? So he was trying to curse the king, but he was protected by the chakra. And then the chakra went behind Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni went to everywhere. So he went to Vishnu Lok also, because he had that power. So Krishna is saying, Sadhavo Hardayam Mayam, Sadhunam Hardayam Tuam, that Sadhu Hardayam Mayam, that Sadhu, that I live in the heart of Sadhu, and they live in my heart. Madan Yatena Jananti, I do not know anyone other than Krishna. Madan Yatena Jananti, Naham Tebhyo Managati. So Premi Bhakta is my heart, and I am in their heart. They do not know anything other than me, and I don't know anything other than my devotee. So that is the regular, that is Prem Bandha. In this Premaspad, both are tied up together, and they are surrendered to each other. They are samarpit to each other. They are nyochar to each other. And one wants to increase the happiness of another without, just like a mother and the child. Mother and the child, that mother wants to feed the child. Child becomes happy, but it is her desire that she wants to feed. That way, the child becomes happy. But child, not only child becomes happy, but mother also becomes happy automatically. If the child is happy, mother is happy, because she feels her happiness in the child, in the happiness of the child. Krishna feels the happiness in making us happy, making his children happy. We are his children also. So Karunatva and Rasikatva, they both are together. There is Karuna. So Krishna is Bhakta Vatsa, Bhakta Varshata. He is bound. He says to gopis, na pare, whatever you have done, I cannot repay you. So Bhakta Varshata means his main Karunatva is more important, but both are dependent on each other. Rasik Seta, Bhakta Varshata ke karan. It is there that he is enjoying because of the Bhakta Varshata. Bhakta are giving him the pleasure, but he also gives pleasure to his devotees. These are not two separate. This Rasikatva and Karunatva is not virodhi or not against each other. It is both are there. So Premras is the topmost. Krishna is Rasmaya, Rasovaisa. And then that's why he is Premaya. So Prem is Paramukhi. Prem is dependent on somebody loving you without any in reciprocation, without anything to get back. So Prem is Karuna, and that is, and then in the Karuna, if there is a love and there is a mercy, then it is Tarangait. Tarangait means it is, there are waves. A lake without any waves is not that nice. It does not look nice. But if there are waves like the ocean, people go to the ocean to see the waves of the ocean. So Karuna, by being mercy, then that makes Krishna Rasik Sekhar, because by giving, he enjoys. By giving Prem to his devotees, he becomes happy. And devotees give Prem, that is the Karuna of the Lord. Rasik Sekhar Krishna Parama Karuna. This is not like the material kind. We should not think in the material way. Just like I told you, that mother is giving her breast milk, and she becomes dhanya, she becomes, feels herself very happy, but she also makes the child also happy. So Krishna does not just do this when he comes here in the material world, but also in the form of murti in the form of Srinam, Sridham, Manohar Leela, Katha, same that way. So when he comes in the form of his Vigraha, then he accepts everything from his devotee, even if they don't cover him, don't feed him in time. But he stays there. It is up to us how we love him. And Krishna reciprocates according to our love, whether we surrender to him, whether we see for his bathing, whether we see for his food, whether we see that he is covered properly, he is dressed properly, he looks nice. So he depends on our child in the form of the Sri Vigraha, Murti Rupa. He leaves behind his Golok Vrindavan and all other places and just comes to you. And sometimes there are some devotees, bedrock devotees, they even taunt him. You are a burden, why we should serve you, and it is so much headache. But he tolerates all that. In the form of name, we cannot just say it. So much karuna is there in the name that and he made it very, very simple. Naam akari bhavadani je sarva shakti. Tatram pita nirmite smarana. So, eka krishna naam kare sarva papna. Just by chanting the name once, then all your sinful activity for millions of lifetimes gets finished. Premera karan bhakti karena prakash. So, one who chants, Krishna goes behind him to listen that he's chanting. So, he feels indebted to the person who's chanting his name. So, Dham Rupa, so you have all heard about the Naam, the benefits of the Naam and chanting and Prabhupada, that was the topmost. Prabhupada's desire that people chant at least. In the Dham, his mercy is spread all over the Bhutan, all over that. He created Dham by taking birth, by taking. So, if somebody does not do any kind of bhajan sadhana, but if he just lives in the Dham, then by the mercy of the Dham, Achinta Prabhav, inconceivable mercy effect, then it will clean his heart from millions of lifetimes. And then Krishna would make him Devi Sampadi, his own, he will stay on such a person's heart. It may take many lifetimes, but Anna, very class chal rahi hai. I will call you in short. Okay? Hare Krishna. So sometime, like, he goes behind his devotees. Charan Renu, Anu Vrajame Ham Nityam, Puye Yetyan Guri Renu. Even Uddhav wanted to become a creeper, so the devotees just could follow him. So Dham, but he put his heart, his whole body, his surface is there that you could live. People are living on the Dham. Means they are walking on the chest or belly of the Lord. But he made because of his mercy. Then Leela Katha. Tava Katha Amratam Tattva Jeevanam. So just by the Katha, just chanting the Krishna's Katha or his life that is being given in Srimad Bhagavatam, then we become purified. And people, they devote. So, even if you just desire to hear Leela Krishna, and then Krishna runs behind them. Krishna gives them a purity and brings them back home, back to God. And he, inside in his heart, he becomes, he's tied up, one who's hearing Katha or narrating Katha, like Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. So Krishna is saying, Sadyo Hradaya Avarudhyate Atra Pratibhi Shushushu Bhis Tatshana. Immediately, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Rasa Swadhana Ras Kavitra, giving Rasikatva and Karunatva. Karunatva means Krishna is Anandamaya. And Ananda, by nature, Ananda is like it boils and flows out of its container, like milk. Yeah. Like sometimes some children and mother is so happy with the child, then the milk pours, the child cannot even suck the breast. So this is because of the uchalan of the ananda, uksarjan. Ananda means there is uksarjan. So ananda Krishna is tarangait. It has waves and swell it. It just pours out of its boundary. So Utsalam is like rasa swadha. Utsarjan means it pours out, but rasa vitra is giving this rasa. So rasa, Utsalam and Utsarjan. There are these two things, aswadam and vitran, samog and parivesham. These are all one and the same. Dani papti hai, you know, dan, give, then that is receiving that. That is like if you are giving, nothing reduces. And like if you give, it does not reduce. Ek mein se ek nikal do, ek hi basta. So Krishna is param karam and param rasik. Rasikatva or Rasik Sekhar. So these two things I wanted to tell you. I can go a little bit more on the time is almost few minutes are left. More on Bali Maharaj, more on this Vamandev, how he was born, what happened. I think you have been hearing about Vamandev and this. But one has to be said. What he is saying? Godhana Gajadana Vajidana. That is Vamandev saying. Savaratana dhana khan javave santosha dhana savadhana dhuri saman. That all the dhan or wealth is like a dhuri. Dhuri means it's like a dust. So even Shukracharya and there were three reasons that I have did a pratigya, sankalp, I have done it already. And then when he has come, he will take anyway. So why not I should just give it? He will kick me and take it away. So why not? And then that Guruji, he cursed him that you will become Aishwarya Vrast. So let it be. If there is no Aishwarya, but at least I have sought a Krishna. So anyway, he got much more. That is Bilswarg. This Sutal Lok where Bali Maharaj is there now, is waiting to become Manu. And then so he is still there and Krishna is his doorkeeper. One time around came. To take something from Bali Maharaj because he wanted to have the gold and Bali Maharaj had still gold. So Vamandev kicked him and he went more than 8,000 miles. He was exploring this round. Although he did not kill because he wanted to kill along with his whole dynasty. So he did not kill him. Just like Lord Krishna did not kill this, what is his name? Sandhi means that his two body parts which were split together. So he did not, and 17 times he came and he killed all his 23 Akshoni Sena. So, and Bali Maharaj is the grandson of Prahladji. So I will end here. We read about how Bali Maharaj, in spite of being refused by his guru, in spite of foretold that he will take away your everything, his Krishna, but he surrendered. We know that where is Krishna, what he wants, and we should love him. Love is the main thing, that Krishna is hungry for our love. And if he comes very easily, he puts us in his heart. And we should put Krishna in our heart. And that is done by chanting the holy name, serving the spiritual master, serving Guru, serving Krishna, chanting properly, reading, being with the devotees. So these things are easily done if we do that properly according to the scriptural injunctions. So if anybody has any comments or questions, we can discuss. I hope that you could hear well.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. It was the audio was clear, but you just have to, you know, put too much effort to listen. But it was clear. It was overall understood.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Very nice examples from so many shastras. I was actually behind writing the points. You were one after another. You were just bombarding the beautiful information. So that was good. That was good. Very, very beautiful class. I loved especially you said the 2 points, Karuna and what was the second, Prabhu?
Rasikatva.
Rasika.
He enjoys. Rasika means he's always enjoys his pastimes with his devotees. And Karunatva is very, very merciful. Rasikatva and Karunatva. And
yes.
Rasika Sekhar Krishna. Somebody has that name, Sekhar. Rasik Sekhar. Karuna is there, his mercy. Both are supplementary to each other.
Yes, being a part and parcel of Krishna, I was thinking, we have a little minute quality of what Krishna has. So we many times want to enjoy because one of his qualities, but we have no mercy, Prabhu. So how to develop this mercy thing? We see devotee and we are very humble, Prabhuji, Mataji and everything. But we see some beggar or somebody who let's say eats meat or drinks or something, even though we know Krishna is in his or her heart, we are not that merciful towards him. Our attitude is not that that good towards them. So how to cultivate this thing to see Krishna in everything, even he or she is drunk or eating meat or having intoxication? So how to develop this attitude?
Just one second.
No,
I will call you in just 3 minutes. Okay, thank you. So, Prabhu, being for long time in the material world, naturally it's a swamukhi that we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. But people have tried for millions of lifetimes, and still we don't get tired of enjoying propensity of our own without putting Krishna in the center. That is because of the Maya. Because we have not associated with devotees, we have not read the scriptures, we don't chant properly, we want to just enjoy our senses. Just like Indra wants to enjoy his senses, this old lady wanted, just let me put this burden on my head, and we take so many burdens rather than just chanting Krishna's name and being happy in that process of devotional service. If we are really devotees, we will enjoy loving devotional service to the Lord. We don't enjoy because we have some of our own agenda. So we have to give up our agenda, take the agenda of Krishna. And if we do that, naturally we will be happy. So the process is to go on putting Krishna in the center in our every activity, associate with devotees. Then you will automatically chant, you will discuss about Bhagavatam, Krishna's mercy. So if we know Krishna, how nice and how kind and how karuna to, how much karuna that he has, that even to Putna, Bali Maharaj's daughter, he gave him this place, that his own dhai, or his own verse that he made. So if we see the mercy of how much, he does not want to see any pride on his day. Like Bali Maharaj was a little bit proud that he owns all these things. So Krishna, rather, he could have taken it away by many another tricks. He said that will glorify, that will pass time of the Lord with there. And Bali Maharaj's glorification, that he was a devotee. So by doing this, he really glorified Bali Maharaj. How? Because even suffering, he did not give up his, he came and he, in a disguise, what kind of God he is. One could have rebuked him, or scolded him. But no, he said, no, my Lord, I surrender to you. Put your foot on my head. Let me go wherever. Let me go to hell, doesn't matter. So that kind of feeling has to be there in a devotee. Marobiya Rakobiya Jokuchu. Ashlis Cheva Padaratam Pinastama, Darshanam Marmatam Karato. Yatha Tatava Vidadhatu Lambaba Mata Prana Nathas to save Napara. My Lord and Master, you are my Prana. But until we come to that stage, it may take some lifetimes. It may take, but we should desire and we should pray to the Lord for that stage so that we could enjoy serving the Lord, chanting the Lord. So that stage will come. That is the process that we are doing for that Prabhupada has shown us the path. And we take to that path, naturally, if we tread that path, we will reach to our goal. Okay?
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions, any realizations, any comments, please unmute yourself.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvantaram, Jai Shri Prabhupada. Very nice class, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Radha Raman. Hare Krishna, Radha Raman Prabhu.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining. I just gave a little short notice.
No, it was sufficient notice, Maharaj. It was a nice class. The Prabhuji was mentioning that you explain the point by using examples, which helps understand the whole process. So thank you so much, Maharaj. Narupnam. Jai Shripal.
Thank you, Radha Raman Prabhu. Thank you for coming in. Dear devotees, if anybody has any other questions or comments, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Swami Krishi Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class and for giving us so many examples and very beautifully explaining about Lord Krishna's nature. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Gurmaraj. Hare Krishna, please bless us.
Ramdas?
Yes, it was Ramdas Prabhu.
Yes. Hare Krishna, yes, it's Ramdas and Sita Devi.
Okay. I thought you won't be able to connect. He was in the woods or somewhere.
We're still in the woods, okay. But we found a way.
Okay.
Haribol, Haribol. Devotees found a way, Prabhuji. So,
yes.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Dear devotees, if nobody has any other questions or comments, we can end the class here. Prabhu, with your permission, can we end the class, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Dear devotees, whatever. Let us. Yeah. I don't see any more questions or any hands raised. You gave us so much information that we have to go again on YouTube and see it again. So we will relish the class again on YouTube. Dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji, please. Vancha kalapataru bhashyacha kripa sindhu bhavacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jaya.
Prabhupada ji ki jaya. His grace Swami Krishi Prabhu ki jaya. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your service.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.